Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Some good news coming in. The price of petrol and diesel has dropped, guys. So it's a good day. Also, Stacey, you said this earlier, right? I'm wearing a white shirt.
Yes.
I've had a cup of coffee, which is black.
An Americano.
Yes, I've hugged a couple of people. I've had an entire meal, and guess what?
Not a stain.
Your shirt's still white. Like,
spotless, mate. Actually, spotless, mate.
Now you've said it.
And this is how you know you're adulting. He was like, I had a curry for lunch.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
Shine, babe.
Yeah,
shine.
You had a curry.
Yes.
You had a curry and a white
spotless
button down, and everything is going well. So I assume then that things must be right as rain at house. There, now that the baby's back, you gave baby to G-Unit. G-Unit was like, no longer. Yeah, so ordinarily, on a Wednesday, we would have launched the kiddies hotline, but because the kids on holiday, they are chilling, we thought that we would circle back to the parents. You and your white button downs, not messing on yourself, but crying on the inside like champs where it counts. So we need to have a conversation about this because this is genuinely anecdotal. A number of people who obviously work on this team are parents.
Yes.
And we were talking about how difficult it is for any parent to try and do this alone. Like, what do you do during school holidays? Where do you go? Where do the kids go? Depending on how old they are, because the kids are all different ages.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I was like, so this really is the epitome of it takes a village. Because how many people, Jay, by way of example, have you got ensuring that baby Xander is alive, well, and thriving? Not just during school holidays, in general.
I at least have. I'm still thinking about this one person to add to the circle.
Yeah,
I'll have to chat to her.
Skirts.
Her name is Stacey, by the way.
She's now part of the circle.
Yes. So I have at least five people in my circle raising this one child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm happy about? The fact that these people are willing to be a part of the circle.
Yeah.
No contract has been signed, no T's and C's.
Whenever not a cent has been spent.
When I say, hey, how's about it? Everyone's like, okay, cute, yeah. Until yesterday when he was returned from his grandmother. But we'll chat to the grandmother later. But I've got quite an extensive circle.
Something tells me that I'm going to have Xander from tomorrow. Nick, you have a almost 2-year-old daughter?
Yes. And 2 years. Over 2 years now.
Okay, well, no, it's not true. She's still a baby in my eyes. That's a lie. She's still
crazy.
A small, small, small.
She's crazy.
How many people in your village?
Oh, jeez. Two families worth.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a lot of
six,
people.
Six, 7 people?
Yeah. It's a lot of people. And you need every single one of them.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
hands
yeah.
on deck.
It's a big deal.
So
big
this
job.
This is really for the parents today. And it's a genuine question because it's, I'm not going to say that it's a thankless job, but it's a job, raising kids. And it is impossible to do it by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You are working, you are trying to support yourself and this said child or children. So how many people are in your village? Just do a quick mathematical situation. Count 1 through 25 and tell us on 0617929495. Shout out to the village, right?
Shout out to the village, man.
Hey, Stacey, it's Kelly here. So, yes, it does take a village to raise kids. Mine consists of loads of moms and dads, and especially my bestie, Christine, and her husband, Kyle.
Hello, Stacey and Jace Boo. It's Celia from Freight. Now, I'm the village. I'm helping my sister raise my nephew. It is not me alone. It is the teachers. It is his coaches. It's sometimes the therapist, sometimes the pastor.
Hi, guys. It's Alicia. So I do feel that it does take a village to raise a kid. And for a long time, the village just consisted of my husband and I. But at this moment, this village also consists of my aunt and uncle. And we are so, so grateful to have them in our lives.
So, Stacey, how about it? How about it tomorrow morning till about 12?
Yeah.
You handle Xander?
Yeah.
You can have Sophie as well.
Wow. Sophie
Wow. We do love our kids, right?
No, absolutely.
Will, okay. will these okay. two be in some kind of weird like Spice Girls tribute band by the end of the day? 100%.
We are showing love and appreciation to this village that has to take care of the kids during school holidays when the parents are just like, I can't handle that. And not because we don't love our kids. It's because I can't handle.
No, it's not just that. I mean, I was in Cape Town this weekend with my mother, and we were having a chat about when my sister and I were ill or whatever.
Yeah.
And what would have to happen. And very often it was, you're going to get dropped at like a daycare.
Yeah.
And then until one of the grandmothers could finish their jobs and then come and pick us up and then take us home. And how that was, you know, before WhatsApp, that was before everyone had cell phones and you had to plan these things in advance, including the bronchitis that your 8-year-old has. Now, just because we have technology, we're not not vexed by the situation. So this is more kind of a shout out to the parents who are doing their best, and more specifically to the people who are around them who assist them, because no one can do this on their own. And I think the idea that you could, that's probably just some woman's magazine who lied to you.
That's crazy.
Everybody needs help. So shout out to the village today.
Shout out, man, to the aunties, to the neighbors, to the grandparents, sometimes to the ex. Yeah, this is what you had to say, by the way, in terms of celebrating your village.
Yes, it takes a village to raise any kids. And our little man is super blessed with the village that he's got. It consists of friends and family and neighbors and colleagues.
Hi, Stacey and Jeff Spoo. It has in my village that helps me and my daughter is two.
Hi, Stacey and Jeff Spoo. We're speaking with Prabhashini. My daughter Leah is a regular contributor to Kitty's Hotline. It really does take a village to raise kids. I recently started a new job and I really, really don't know how I could have done that without the village.
Stacey and Jeff Spoo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.